Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Forever being drawn. The very nature of God in reality is relationship. God is absolute relatedness. God is our word for the ultimate ecosystem that holds all things in positive relationship. As long as we are in honest and loving relationship with what is right in front of us, the Spirit can keep working in us and through us and for us. Jesus comes as a naked, vulnerable baby, totally dependent upon relationship with others. Naked vulnerability means that we are going to let otherness influence and change us. Nothing stands alone. We are intrinsically living in an absolute relatedness. We call this love. We really were made for love. Loving relationship is the pattern. The very nature of being for us. The Spirit blows where it will. Don't ever try to control the Spirit and say where it comes from, where it goes, or who has it. Don't presume to understand. You are forever being drawn through everything, each manifestation calling for surrender, communion, and intimacy. Allow yourselves to be loved, seen, and gazed upon by God. We do not have real access to who we fully are except in God. To be who we are, all that we are, and much more than we think we are, warts and all. When we find ourselves in God and live and see through God's eyes that everything belongs. To have naked interface with the ultimate other is to know oneself in one's truest and deepest being. The eye with which you look back at God will be the same eye with which God first looked at you. Standing humbly before God's gaze not only unites the psyche, but it unifies desire. We, with our unveiled faces, will gradually reflect like mirrors the brightness of God. All will grow brighter and brighter as we are gradually turned into the image that we reflect. It doesn't have to do with being perfect. It has to do with being in relationship, holding on to union as tightly as God holds on to us, staying in there. The one who knows all and receives all, as a mirror does, has no trouble forgiving all. It's not a matter of being correct, but of being connected. The One Suffering. We are transformed by our suffering, not by bearing it apart and alone, but by recognizing our universal connectedness with each other and God. The only way out of deep sadness is to go with it and through it. The only way to spiritually hold suffering and not let it destroy us is to recognize that we cannot do it alone. When we carry our small suffering in solidarity with the one universal longing of all humanity, it helps keep us from self-pity or self-preoccupation. We know that we are all in this together, and it is just as hard for everybody else. Almost all people are carrying a great and secret hurt, even when they don't know it. Shared struggle somehow makes us one. There is only one suffering, it is all the same, and it is all the suffering of God. The crucified one is the dramatic symbol of the one suffering that God fully enters into with us, much more than just for us. If suffering is part of one great mystery, then we must trust that it is somehow helping someone and that it matters in the great scheme of things. To live the gospel, we need each other. The body of Christ is inherently a collective reality, a spiritual family, and it is God's strategy. May they all be one, so that they may be one as we are one, with me in them, and you in me. The form of Christian life is a common one. Individuals who are confirmed in their individualism by the very character of our evangelism is a far cry from our original participation in the body of Christ. No more dwelling comfortably in paneled houses while the common walls of the temple lie in ruins. God needs living stones making a spiritual house. Forgiveness, healing, and justice are quite simply the necessary requirements for a basic shared life. Peacemaking and reconciliation are the price of peoplehood. Express the truth in the heart of God, the truth that has been shared with us in the Holy Spirit. The very nature of our lifestyle and our church teaching must say from the beginning what the goal is: the communion of saints, a shared life together as family, the Trinitarian life of God, the kingdom here. A group project. It's difficult to remember a deep, comforting truth. We are built on a foundation, not our own. We were born because two other people created a combination of biological matter. We went to school where dozens and dozens of people crafted ideas and activities to construct categories in our minds. We learned skills honed by generations of craftspeople. We pray and worship with spiritual ideas refined by centuries of tradition. Almost nothing about us is original, thank God. God breathes oxygen into lungs in an instance of divine CPR. God is the only one who can create out of nothing. God, who set the cornerstone of our lives and our faith, laid the first brick. The master builder, whose carefully poured foundation is what we build on top of now. It is a template for the rest of our experience. Whether it is our parents, our teachers, mentors, friends, churches, or neighbors, people have been pouring into us. We are standing on a foundation. It should come as an incredible relief. Our only job is to build on what we've been given, and even then, even our gifts, we can trace back to the creativity, generosity, and foresight of others. Thank God we are a group project. The way to live right is to love God with everything you have and love your neighbor as yourself. The despised Samaritan, a mixed-race person considered to be an impure enemy, is the good neighbor. What you think is outside, God has put inside. The Samaritan is more inside the boundaries of what is good, pure, loving, than the passerby, a religious leader no less, who did not stop to help the bleeding, beaten man on the street. The story is disrupting the idea of borders and boundaries. If you want to know what love looks like, here it is. Love crosses borders and boundaries. It makes new cultural rules. It cares for the stranger. Love turns strangers into friends. Fierce love is rule-breaking, border-crossing, ferocious, and extravagant kindness that increases our tribe. We can learn to see the world not only through our own stories, through our own eyes, but also through the stories and worldview of the so-called other. We simply must open our eyes, look across the room, the street, the division, the border, and reach out to that neighbor, offering our hand, our compassion, and offering our heart.
The angels are listening. God is listening on the earth. I'm listening on the earth. The angels are listening. God is listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath. and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.